KJAN Sports.
Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN Sports. It's being brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
And taking a look at sports here, a game you heard here on KJN yesterday afternoon. Matt Holliday and David Freese drove in two runs apiece, and the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Pittsburgh Pirates 7-2 on Sunday to move back into a tie for the NL Central lead. Matt Carpenter, Alan Craig, Yadier Molina, and Shane Robinson added two hits each for St. Louis, which jumped on Pittsburgh rookie Chris Johnson early to snap a three-game skid. Joe Kelly allowed one run and four hits in six solid innings to win his fourth straight start. Kelly struck out five and walked two to remain unbeaten since June 5th. Justin Morneau went 1-for-3 in his debut with the Pirates a day after Pittsburgh acquired the first baseman from Minnesota to bolster the franchise's bid for the first its first playoff appearance in 21 years. Also, another Major League Baseball scores for you from yesterday in interleague action. It was the Angels over Milwaukee 5-3. In the American League, Baltimore topped the Yankees 7-3. Kansas City over Toronto 5-0. Cleveland beat Detroit 4-0. Boston a 7-6 winner over the White Sox. Houston shut out Seattle 2-0. Minnesota over Texas 4-2. And Oakland beat Tampa Bay 5-1. In the National League, the Cubs beat the Phillies 7-1. It was Colorado over Cincinnati 7-4. Dodgers beat San Diego 2-1. San Francisco over Arizona 8-2. Miami over Atlanta 7-0. And Washington over the Mets 6-5. In other sporting news, second seed Rafael Nadal, fourth seeded David Ferrer, and number 7 Roger Federer are all scheduled for Labor Day matches at the U.S. Open today. The best matchup on the women's side has second seed Victoria Azarenka taking on number 13 Anna Ivanovic. Yesterday's winners included top seed Serena Williams and Novak Djokovic, Andy Murray, Thomas Berdych, and unseeded Leighton Hewitt. In NASCAR, Kyle Busch took the checkered flag at Atlanta Motor Speedway, holding off Joey Logano to win by just over 7-tenths of a second. Busch clinched a spot in the chase for the championship with his fourth win of the year. Martin Truex Jr. was third, followed by Kurt Busch and Ryan Newman. Sergio Garcia will carry a two-shot edge over Henrik Stenson into the final round of the PGA's Deutsche Bank Championship near Boston today. Garcia is 19 under following a 65 that allowed him to stay atop the leaderboard. Graham DeLay and Steve Stricker are in the hunt at minus 16, one ahead of Robert Castro and PGA champion Jason Duffner. In the news for the Iowa State basketball team, player Boo Boo Paulo, who was reinstated last January after he served a suspension, has now been dismissed from the team. Paulo originally was suspended last year after being charged with second-degree sexual assault. That charge was dropped in January of this year, and the university's Office of Judicial Affairs cleared him to play, allowing him to return to the team. But that decision was appealed, the university said in a statement released Saturday, and Paulo was then found to have violated ISU's student code of conduct, resulting in his dismissal. Paulo, a senior from Ames and a reserve guard, played in 17 games last season, averaging 2.8 points, 1.4 rebounds, and 1.4 assists. The Kansas City Chiefs hope they finally assembled the right 53. That was the phrase that former general manager Scott Pioli used to describe his ideal roster, but he never really came close to achieving it. In fact, his pursuit of the right 53 ended with a 2-14 record last year. The Chiefs have overhauled that roster this year under new GM John Dorsey and coach Andy Reid. The result is 26 newcomers on the roster, and it could soon be 27 when they fill a roster spot that still remains open. Among them are 10 rookies, two of them Ivy Leaguers. Dorsey and Reid will find out whether they're close to the right 53 when they open the season next Sunday at Jacksonville. Also in college football from yesterday, there was one top 25 game that was on the slate. Teddy Bridgewater had a tremendous season debut and leading ninth-ranked Louisville to a lopsided 49-7 pounding of Ohio. Bridgewater was 23 of 28 for 355 yards and five touchdowns, while helping the Cardinals outgain the Bobcats 615 yards to 273. Damian Copeland and K. De La Cruz Each caught two touchdown passes, and a former Auburn star Michael Dyer ripped off a 46-yard scoring run in his Louisville debut. Spain's Javier Gomez took the lead with about a mile left in the run to defend his title in the Hy-Vee Triathlon yesterday in Des Moines. Emma Moffat of Australia won the women's race. Gomez and Moffat each earned $100,000 for their victories. Though the event's purse was cut from $1.1 million to $500,000 this year, it still offers the biggest prize in the world for Olympic-style distance triathlons. Gomez, the silver medalist from the London Games, was more than a minute behind the leaders after the cycling portion of the event before catching them in the run. American Hunter Kemper was second, finishing 12 seconds behind Gomez. Moffat, who won in Des Moines in 2009 and finished second twice, was a minute 26 ahead of runner-up Melissa Hauschlett. In NFL news, Rob Gronkowski is practicing again with the New England Patriots. The star tight end took part in his first full pads practice since undergoing back surgery in June. He also had three operations this year on the left forearm he broke last season. Coach Bill Belichick hasn't said when he expects Gronkowski to be ready to play in a game. I'll have more sports news after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
And taking a look at some other notes here from the NFL as well here over the weekend. The Jacksonville Jaguars picked up seven players on waivers, a clear indication that the rebuilding team lacked depth. Other teams that made some roster changes as well include the Indianapolis Colts, who claimed tight end Jack Doyle off of waivers from Tennessee and waived running back Kerwin Williams. And the Denver Broncos claimed linebacker Adrian Robinson off of waivers from Philadelphia and released fullback Jacob Hester. Buffalo Bills quarterback E.J. Manuel returned to practice after missing 2 weeks because of a left knee injury. Manuel took part in warm-ups and individual drills during the portion of practice open to the media. He moved well and did not appear to show any effects from the injury. Manuel has been what the teams call a minor procedure on his knee after being injured in an exhibition game 2 days earlier than August 18th. The Bills have remained hopeful that the first-round pick would return in time to start the team's season opener against New England. And, of course, there is some baseball back on the schedule here for you today. We've got one coming up for you here later on here this morning here on KJN as the St. Louis Cardinals are on the road to take on the Cincinnati Reds as they start that series here for the beginning of the week. 11:15, your pregame start time for that one, and we'll have first pitch coming your way at 12:20 here this afternoon on KJN. That's a look at the latest sports here for you this morning. Sports brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.